We started pleased with the 2 days, the last 2 days of work. Guys have really come out here playing fast, as I mentioned yesterday. We've not really installed anything new. We have all the install in up to this point, and we're just going out there and looking for execution, and the guys playing fast, understanding what to do, cutting down on the mental errors from obviously earlier in OTAs that we might have had and those type of things. So today we focused, as you saw, on the two-minute drills, the red zone area, really getting a lot of good work in those two areas. And we'll finish up tomorrow, and looking forward to getting back in training camp with all the fans out here next time.
Coach, you think you'll walk away from tomorrow and then, you know, feel pretty good about starting training camp, like we're in good shape coming into camp?
I do. Again, from the mental standpoint and installing our systems, offensively, defensively, special teams, I think the guys have gotten a good grasp of what we're doing. And, you know, the nuts and bolts, the basic things are in, and then we'll just be able to hopefully build from there when we get back.
How much has Ray and North helped you keep that tempo real high in practice? It seems like it almost looks as though you've been doing it forever, even though you're a first-year head coach.
Well, it's something that we've talked about in the offseason and getting ready to go and with practices of what we want to be and how we want to conduct practice and do it. And those guys, obviously, having the experience they have, have helped in a lot of ways.
Is Paul Kruger able to help guys on the field, or is he just too preoccupied about his new team to worry about anyone else?
You know, just a guy that's been around and has experience he has and having a Super Bowl ring, I think, you know, that's instant credibility. And Paul, you know, it's a new system, some of the new terminology, but similar type concepts for him. So he's been a good influence being around, especially the younger guys.
And
Jabal has done a great job. You look at him going and making the transition from defensive end to outside backer. He's understanding the drop concepts and really looks real natural in that position.
I saw you walked over to do a D-line drill for a bit today. When you do look in on them in practice and go over things in meeting rooms, what are your impressions of that group and the D-line coach to this point?
I love that group. I think Joe Cullen's doing a great job with them. They're high energy, high effort guys. Their individual drill is fun to watch. They're getting after it, and I love the attitude of that group.
Hey, question about Buster Screen. I mean, he's not the biggest guy out there, and he's at a physical disadvantage. Does he have to prove to you guys that he can play and start? And obviously, start promotion for him.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has to prove that they can play every day, and that's the kind of environment we want to create. Buster's a scrappy guy. I mean, he's a hungry guy, and you know, he's real impressive in the approach that he takes to every single play, and he's done a nice job out there.
In your film study of his games last year, I mean, he almost led the league in penalties at his position. Is that from being too aggressive or fundamental techniques, or what?
A little bit of both. You know, that a lot of it's the technique to start out with. He's got real good feet and speed, and he can mirror, and it's just a matter of being confident and consistent in his techniques. And as he's working through and you know, covering a guy, trusting himself.
In the context, another D-line question, in the context of Phil Taylor having been viewed as first-round talent by another regime using a different scheme, how is his transition into this scheme?
I think he's been, I've really been pleased with what he's done, both from just an understanding of what he's doing to improving from a technique standpoint, to setting the tempo and the pace. You know, you see him the first guy in line down in there in the drill work and you know, all the things that you'd ask him to do.
Now, Hayden's been known as one of those guys who could at any time jump up into the elite, the all-pro category. Do you think with this defense, with the pressure that you guys are looking to get, that this could be the type of year you could have an all-pro type year?
Well, I mean, that's what we're hoping for, certainly. And, you know, Joe's has, great ability. And so he's working, again, to be consistent and, you know, to be in here the same guy day in, day out, and I've really been pleased with him and his approach.
As long as they're on the cornerback kick here, Chris Owens, what do you see from him?
Yeah, like I said the other day, I mean, he's a guy that I had known from when I was in Carolina. He was in Atlanta, and, you know, he's got good feet, good mirror skills, again, a competitive guy. And that's the thing about that group of corners that I see. Those guys are a competitive group. And you like seeing that from that position.
Well, he's on a one-year deal. A lot of these guys you guys sign in free agency on one-year contracts. Does that make him hungrier, do you think, or what?
Yeah, it can. You know, I think that Chris himself, from the type of person he is, he's a hungry guy to begin with, and Buster's the same way. I think those guys are that way regardless of how many, you know, I think they love playing football regardless of how many years they have on a deal or you know, what the contract is all about.
When you guys signed Gary Barnidge, a lot of people said, oh, they brought in the blocking tight end and Gary Barnidge. Was there a misconception on that? Because it seems to be. He's got some great hands out there.
Gary's a guy that, you know, he's had some injuries earlier in his career. I think he's a versatile guy that can do both, and he's getting better.
We saw Jordan look like he grabbed his left hamstring after he made that catch, beat Kruger there. Are you going to be okay? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out, you know, tomorrow. I think he was a little tight.
Yeah, on the quarterbacks, what are the set of factors that are most important to you that you want them to satisfy as you run through this?
Well, I mean, getting a grasp of the offense to begin with and understanding, being able to take that out onto the field, put them in situations, and ultimately seeing them perform.
Are they going in a straight line? Are they improving?
No, I see improvement out of all of them. Especially looking at the last 2 days, I really see that they've all, you know, been able to take the things that we've learned throughout the course of OTAs and then bring them here to mini camp and show improvement.
So it seems to follow up on Steve. It seems like the ball is on the ground less with these quarterbacks than I saw all of last training camp. I mean, collectively, are you pleased with what you're seeing out there with these guys?
I am. They've made progress and they've improved, and I think we're on the right track. We've got a lot of work to go, a lot of work to do, but, you know, we're heading in the right direction.